off on the Eastern Tour. Wednesday, October 23rd, James and Ellen White, accompanied by D.T. Bordeaux, left for appointments with the churches in the East. Sabbath and Sunday they were at Roosevelt, New York, where J.N. Andrews joined them. It was soon seen at Roosevelt that much would be called for to get the work in full order, and the meetings were extended to be run through Monday. The Monday afternoon meeting, opening at 2 o'clock, continued till 8 and turned into a consecration meeting. James White wrote triumphantly yet wearily, "Nothing stands in the way of our testimony in this state." They found that copies of testimony number 13, which they had brought with them, explained matters to the satisfaction of all and the relief of many who have suffered under false reports. James commented, "As our real work is seen and better understood, and the condition of our worldly matters is known, there is no lack of sympathy on the part of the people. We fear they will do too much for us. We choose to have no general action in our behalf. The idea generally entertained that we had considerable property has been in the way of our receiving that sympathy and help we sometimes needed. Now that this is removed, we shall lack neither." Ibid, November 5, 1867. In another report, James White, who declared the Roosevelt meeting to have closed gloriously, triumphantly wrote, "The meeting held only 3 days. Could it have held a week, a very much greater work might have been done. In the short time of 3 days, the very bottom of long-standing errors and wrongs was reached, confessions were made, sins were forgiven on earth, and we trust in heaven, the brethren seemed resurrected to new life, backsliders were reclaimed, sinners were converted, and 8 were baptized. Many more who attended the meeting from different parts of the state will go forward soon." Ibid. "The labors of Mrs. White and self," he observed, "are too great in these meetings. This kind of work is the very hardest in all the gospel field. We must have seasons of rest." He called for such a breather between meetings. Some of the dear believers had seen such periods as an opportune time to pour their woes into the ears of the Whites and seek advice on all kinds of questions. "We must have seasons of rest," he urged, "for rest is a duty as much as labor, and we must be judges when to labor and when to rest." Ibid.